Our mission at Seaforth Baptist is to make disciples that intentionally live out the whole of the gospel story with a global vision and kingdom perspective. Be, speak, do. But what does that look like when there is a global pandemic? What does that look like when we have been unable to meet physically together? Where is God in all of this? Well, for the next 2 weeks as a church, we want to discern how God is leading us in this time and what this means for us in the future. And we're going to discern by spending time praying together and talking to one another, listening to one another. And we're gathering across 2 Sundays in small groups. And each group will have a leader and a scribe who will write down notes. Those notes will be collected and used in the leadership team meets for our mid-year retreat. At that retreat, we want to be thinking about the future. But if you didn't make it this morning, we still want you to participate. We have sent out booklets, which you can send back to us, or you can write emails, or maybe even just listening to this might guide your thoughts and reflections. And if there's something out of your own reflections that you want to share, like, please pass on. We're trying to hear from as many people as possible who are connected to our church community. So I'm going to lead you through some of the questions we looked at this morning. I'll pause a little bit, but you can also press pause if you need longer to reflect on these questions. And as you reflect on these questions, I pray that you'd spend time committing this to God and ask God to be at work as you think about these things. So the first area to consider is the Bible. We really value the Bible at SBC. And we have spent the first half of the year looking at the Gospel of Luke and then more recently the Book of Acts. And a lot of our home groups have been reading the Book of Acts. We've been encouraging our home groups to be reading this book together. So I wonder, as you think about this last term and as you've been reading the Book of Acts, if there's something that has stood out to you from your reading, how has God been speaking to you as you've read the Bible? Of course, it might not just be the Book of Acts. There might be other passages of Scripture that you've been contemplating during lockdown, which you found yourself reading, that again, you might want to reflect on and note and write down. In what ways has God been speaking to you through His Word? Prayer is something else that we really want to value. And prayer, I guess, normally involves speaking to God, but it also can involve listening to God. So this week we encouraged people to find a time and place which they could set aside and where they could actually just stop and listen to God and kind of bring these questions to God. What are you thankful for? As you look back over the last 6 months of the year, what are you thankful for? What are you thankful for when you think about church this year? Where have you encountered God? How's the Holy Spirit been at work in your life? Where have you encountered Jesus? Now you can think of this as an individual, but also being part of church. Where have we encountered God as a church, do you think, over the last 6 months? And then the last question is, what obstacles have you faced? They can be internal obstacles, like maybe there's a sin that's really become evident to you during lockdown, but it can also be external obstacles and challenges. What obstacles have we faced as a church? At this point in our gathering, we actually spent time praying together and kind of praying through some of the suggestions based around our values that we were calling on people to pray in the week leading up to today. And so this might be now an opportunity for you to stop and pray for these things. Pray that each one of us would have a fresh love for God's word. Pray that each one of us would keep growing in our relationship with God, that there'd be a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Pray that our relationships with one another will be strengthened. Pray for boldness and opportunity to share the good news of Jesus with others. Pray for guidance in knowing what local justice organization we might be able to partner with in our community. Pray for our characters to be transformed and reflect Christ more. Pray for God's guidance as we seek to be his disciples in this time and place. Would you spend some time praying for this church and for what God is doing amongst us? Relationships are really important. And so when you think about relationships, I wonder, because things have changed this last term, how have you been able to connect with people in our church community in this time? What has been good? What has been hard? Who has cared for you? And who have you reached out and cared for? Again, you might want to pause and write this down, think about it, pray about it. And a similar question is, in what ways have you been able to connect, not just with people in our church community, but in what ways have you been able to connect with people outside our church community? Maybe you've had new opportunities to connect with your family or friends or neighbours during the lockdown. What has been good? And what has been hard? Who has cared for you in this time? And who have you cared for? The value that we are really trying to highlight this year, hopefully you have picked it up, is around evangelism, speaking the good news, speaking the gospel. Have you had any opportunities to speak about Jesus to others during the lockdown? What was this like for you? And as you think about the next 6 months, what might it look like going forward for you to speak about Jesus to others? Are there still barriers, or do you feel like you're not equipped enough in this and you need more, I don't know, training or support or prayer or encouragement? What's stopping you from speaking about your faith with others? So those are the big questions we spent some time looking at this week. Again, if you go through this and you write down your reflections and you want to pass it along to me and the leadership team, we'd really love to hear your reflections. And then we're going to gather different groups and individual reflections and kind of pile them together and see, is there common themes emerging? Is God leading us somewhere? Are there things we need to take with us as we go into the future? And maybe things we need to let go. Part two will happen next week. So we'll continue this process next week. And again, feel free to listen in and participate if you'd like. God bless you.